I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get inside and our side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We've got a couple people. I'm really confused by this one.
Oh, okay.
So I don't even know. They came together agreeing on something, and I think they still agree on it.
Oh.
But they're not sure they agree on it.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
No.
Exactly. Thanks for following me. Let's start with Jamie, I guess. Jamie?
Okay.
Yay!
Tell us what's going on. Get us up to speed, because we're a little confused.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so my husband, Thad, and I, we met about 4 years ago, and one of the things that we really had in common is that neither of us wanted kids.
Nice.
Yeah, right? You find that special someone. Anyways, so about last summer, we got married, and everything's been really cool. We do a lot of traveling. It's great. Only problem is that kind of Thad has been throwing around the idea of getting a vasectomy, which, I mean, right now would be fine. I mean, neither of us want kids, but nope. I'm kind of like, man, that's a huge step. Like, what if you change your mind? What if it's like 2 years from now or 5 years from now? I mean, that's a really difficult thing to reverse, you know, and there are a lot of different ways that I can keep from getting pregnant. And I just think that, you know, we're having a little bit of a difficulty coming to an agreement on.
But you don't want kids, right? Yeah, right now, right. You don't want kids.
Right now, neither of us want kids.
And didn't you get married under the pretense of, like, neither of us want kids?
And you still don't.
Right, yeah, we still don't. But, I mean, like, you just, I don't know, you can't bet on that. You don't know what, like, next year's going to hold or the next few years. It's just, like, it's a surgical procedure. And, like, it's complicated and expensive to reverse. And it's just, you never know. He might change his mind. I might change my mind. You don't know, and then you can't really have that discussion because it's over. It's done. You know what I mean?
Wait, I'm kind of caught off guard, Jamie, because usually when this discussion comes up, it's usually the wife that's pushing the husband. No, you go get snipped because you're never going to.
Right.
Yeah. And so basically you're saying that if he decides to leave you and go on and start, he can start in a family with someone else, or.
You want him to still be fertile no matter what.
Well, not go off and, I mean. We have no plans of leaving one another, but I mean, like, I might change my mind too. I'm not saying that, you know, it could go either way. You know what I mean? It's just that I've always been the stance of, no, I don't want to have kids. And it's just, you know, but I haven't really, I don't know if that's going to change. And I don't know if that's going to change for him. And I just don't want to do like a surgical procedure and then, you know, have that conversation of like, what if, okay, so 2 years from now, what if I'm like, you know, like, I kind of want to have kids, you know, and
well, but
like,
you said you didn't want kids and that's why he married you. I'm not trying to take his time. I think kids are amazing.
So you're saying there's already a safe in place to he doesn't have to go get the cert. I mean, because they both.
You're using protection of some sort right now?
Yes. Yeah. Like I'm on the pill, which is totally, you know, which I can totally stay on. And if he's, if someday we're like, hey, well, you know, maybe we want another kid, I can just say, okay, I'll stop taking birth control. If that happens one day and he's like, and he has a vasectomy and we say that, we go, oh, well, I guess let's go look into reverse vasectomy procedures. Let's see how much that's going to cost.
I was just caught off guard because I never hear the wife say these things. It's always,
don't get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you normally hear?
It's usually I'm not going to do anything to my body. So you go get snipped. That way you can't go run off and start
but
a family with someone
usually
else.
Usually post kids that they have this discussion with them not having any kids.
Yeah.
I think she's hedging her bet. Like you're not saying it out loud, but you've got a biological clock and.
Okay.
You're
sure.
You said you did. Let's just get that in here. Thad.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
What's your side of this?
Hey, so I guess my side of it mainly is that, like I said, we we've been together for so long. And I mean, a lot of the whole point, the whole reason why, you know, we love each other and are always on the same page is because we were never interested in having kids. You know, I just think that in general, kids are just, they're a lot of work. It's a lot of pressure and it's just a lot to deal with. And like, you know, we both had friends who, you know, we used to hang out with and like, you'd be really cool with. And then suddenly they had kids and now it's like, we see them maybe like
they're
once
gone.
Every 2 years or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that. I've seen that too. It's just like, it's awfully early to be completely throwing in the towel, you know, and saying never again, never going to happen. Never going to change my mind. You know, I think that there's a permanent surgery that there isn't with,
I mean, yeah,
like,
but babe,
you know?
I mean, the whole point is that the thing is that if I get it done, like it's just done. And I feel like we won't have to worry because, you know, accidents always happen with whether it's like the pill or condoms or whatever. And so, I mean, there's no reason to change our mind. I mean, we definitely don't want kids and we don't want, I mean, if an accident happens, that's an accident we have for like at least 18 years. That's a lot.
Trust me, it's much longer than that. So you're doing it to just solidify the agreement you made when you met. You're like, we both agreed no kids. And I'm going to hold you to that by snipping my tubes.
And himself, too. Yeah, we're both holding each other.
Yeah. Jamie, are you being complete? I guess my question is, if you really believe you don't want kids now, don't you think?
But that's what you just said, which is, if you really think that you don't want kids now, you're absolutely right now.
But you got in a relationship with a guy that doesn't want kids ever. So.
Well, right. I mean, he feels 100% confident now, but that could change. People change their minds about stuff all the time. So, I mean,
I just don't think this is something that I'm going to change my mind on. I mean, you know, we talked about this so many times. I mean, I thought this is something that we were both on the same path about this. You know, we don't want kids. And then I just worry, I understand that you may want to change your mind, but what if you want to change your mind, then you change it back, but we already have a kid. I mean, we can't just like give the kid up.
Well, I'm not saying that like we're but you know, they're not gonna like wake up one morning and be like, let's have one, and the next day be like, oh, never mind, oops, that was a mistake. I mean, that's the thing. Like,
I think all parents
do. No, trust us, we go through that. It seemed magical on paper. It's weird because it's sort of the basis of your relationship. Like, you guys came together. It's hard to find two people who emphatically agree.
That is true.
No kids
ever.
And now all of a sudden you're pulling back. You still want no kids, but you're taking back the forever part. And he's like, I was serious.
I'm going to make this forever.
It's forever. I'm not going to have any swimmers going. So like it's the finality of it all that I think is scaring you, Jamie. But
I mean, we've talked about it and we've thought about it a lot, but like I definitely have always been like in the moment of, right now I totally don't want them. It's scary. It's totally scary. But like, I haven't really thought about like, oh, okay, forever. I'm totally going to be down with that. And I think he's a lot more comfortable with that kind of permanence.
Well, because he knows he'd be a terrible father. I'm not saying that as a bad thing.
I would never make somebody or consider making someone into a father that didn't want to be, even if I changed my mind.
Sweet.
But like,
we solved it.
Wait, well,
then he can go get a vasectomy. Okay.
Well, in the end, it is his body.
Ooh, Steve, well, it's his body.
I can't believe I'm using that as for a guy, because it's usually for. But
guys,
he did. That's true. Yeah.
Hang on. We're gonna get you some jury members.
You know what?
Here.
Is this weird? I like Jamie for not wanting him to go do the snips surgery procedure, because every wife wants the husband to go run into it.
Here's my thing, dude. I don't understand why you haven't done it. This question has plagued me forever. You don't ever want kids.
I know.
Why in the world wouldn't you have done it by now?
Because for the exact same reason that Jamie just said.
You think that someday you might
meet somebody. And so I kind of held out for that. But yeah, that I lost that like 20 years ago. So
then
you're right.
Do it. Like, why don't you up?
We can do like a group rate.
Yes, let's all go together.
We'll like have bags
we'll
of frozen peas.
And yes. Okay. I'll use carrots.
This is like a spa.
I think it kind of is. It's the smell of burning tubes.
Okay.
So they've agreed no kids, but she's starting to.
It's like you said earlier, hedge. Is it hedge her bet?
She's like, pulling what if I wake up one day? And he's like, I already know I'm not.
Right. And it's, well, for a female to totally give up a chance at motherhood forever, that's a bit.
But they base their relationship
I
on
know.
That. So,
but she's had her out.
This could
she's
be a deal breaker
had,
for their marriage.
Because if she
saying.
Wants, oh, if she wants to be a mom, she's got to go find another guy.
Some guy who wants to be a dad.
Well, we should have asked that. Hey, she could be leaving you if you don't.
She probably will.
Well, okay.
We'll ask him that in a second.
Okay.
We need some jury members. Should Thad get cut because they've agreed no kids, or should she win because they might change their mind at some point? Let's get you some jury members here. Tammy?
Hi.
What do you think?
I'm voting for Jamie, and here's why. My husband and I both got married under the pretense that we would never, ever have kids. That's what we loved about our relationship. And we both changed our mind in our mid-30s. We ended up not being able to have biological children. We have since adopted one child from Ethiopia, and we're working on adopting child number two. You never know what's going to happen in life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, what I'm worried about. And I mean, I'm on birth control. There's totally different ways of not, you know, whatever. So I don't know. I just don't understand why he's so eager. Like, he knows he trusts me. He trusts me.
I don't trust birth control. I'll tell you right now. Birth control is not no single form of birth control is 100% accurate unless you get the swimmers going.
But he also he trusts me. I wouldn't like try to trap him into a like a relationship with a kid either.
Well, it's not about trust at all. It's not that I don't trust you. It's just that it's A, not 100% effective, and B, you remember before when we had like a little scare, and that was a whole serious thing, and we weren't sure what was going to happen, what wasn't going to happen. I mean, the thing is that, like, if we don't want kids, and I mean, and I'm happy for you, Tammy, that's great, and I'm very happy that you were able to adopt and everything, but I just know for me, like, I don't think I can handle the responsibility of being a parent. We'd have to make a lot of, like, financial changes. We have to make a lot of changes in terms of, like, not being able to go on vacation, not being able to do so many different things. And I mean, if we both are like, we don't want kids, then like the issue is settled. So I might as well just get it done. We don't have to worry about any scares or anything like that. It's just over with.
And Thad,
I'm sorry.
How old are you guys?
I just don't understand the eagerness. Like, oh, so I'm 27 and he's like, what, are you 28 now?
Yeah. So we both changed our mind at the age of 35. So all I'm saying is you never know how you're going to feel many years from now. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Cammy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the concern is he trusts me even in the scare though. I was like, you know, ultimately we're not going to make a decision that we regret for either one of us. And he trusts me with that. And the thing is that it's kind of gotten me like concerned, like, if you trust me and you know that I'm on the pill and you know that I would never make a decision that would affect your life personally, then like, is there someone else you don't trust?
Oh my God, this is not like that at all. It's not like I'm trying to do this so that I can get away with like something or like have something on the side. It's not about that. It's a matter of I care about you and I want us to be able to just do what we need to do and not have to worry about like.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm the one that's taking the pill. So it's not something you have to remember. It's not something that you have to worry about. You know, it's something that I take care of and I don't want kids. And I'm not suddenly going to like decide tomorrow and then not tell you and get off the pill. I mean, you know that.
Once a day. But how about, is it easier to, instead of like having to take something every day, I just get snip, it's done, and then we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, he's doing it for you.
Forever.
So you don't have to remember to take a pill. Steve with the forever off the turnbuckle.
And stuff, and like, I mean, if I do this, it's done. I don't have to do this once a month. I don't have to do this every day. I do it, and it's done. And then we just move forward from there.
Let's get somebody else in here. Sharon?
Hi.
Hi.
I vote for Jamie because of two reasons. Number one, a lot of men have difficulty with functioning after they've had a vasectomy. The doctors tell you that that doesn't happen, but it does happen.
There's that risk.
I'm 50 years old. I know of at least 8 guys that have had them that things don't work right anymore, and they regret having them.
Yeah.
The other reason is, shockingly, men do have biological clocks, and I've also known men that literally wake up at 36 and all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, I want to have a family. So that does happen. I'm 50 years old. I've seen these things happen often.
Wow.
And was it Shannon? Is that right?
Sharon.
Actually,
yeah.
Sharon, I think the first example you gave probably just won my debate.
Dad, are you ready for your junk to not work?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it does sound pretty serious when bad, but...
I've never heard of that, though. I can't believe you have.
I've heard that people are fine. I mean, I know that there's, you know, obviously a while where it's going to be sore down there, but from everything that I've read, at least, it sounds like everything is fine. So I don't think that the plumbing is not going to work downstairs at all.
All right. Sky.
Yay! I'm on Dad's side.
Whoa! Okay, why?
Well, he says he doesn't want children, and that's the most, it's a way to guarantee it. It's clear that she wants children one matter of time.
Jamie, can you just be honest 1 second? Like, I know that sounds, but it's like, if you really believed the way Thad talks, it's like, when I said I don't think he'd be a good father, I'm saying if you don't want to be a father, not going to be a good father.
There it is.
He doesn't want to be a dad. There's something in you. Be honest. There's something in you still that thinks you want to be a mom.
I think that there's something inside me saying, I don't know what I'm going to want 5 years from now.
Yeah.
And I also believe that I love him enough to think, you know, though it's not my body and not my decision, what if 5 years from now, you know, sometimes we protect each other from ourselves. And, you know, what if he changes his mind, you know? And if I feel like that, I feel like maybe he will too. And maybe he won't. Maybe neither of us will change our mind. But I don't want, again, like, yeah, I don't want to slam every single door shut and assume that. We're going to do a lot of changing, a lot of traveling, and hopefully we'll change together, whatever that means.
But Jamie, you got to be prepared. If you decide to wake up tomorrow and you want to be a mom and he still doesn't, you have to go find some other guy.
You do.
Yeah, because he's not going to give that to you. Are you
prepared? I'm totally prepared for that. I do not believe in roping somebody into a relationship or trying to pressure them into doing something that is not appropriate for them.
Nice.
And I mean, and I wouldn't, and if you woke up, you know, a year from now and was like, hey, baby, let's have babies. And I was like, no, then, you know, I would stand by that. And I wouldn't expect him to pressure me either.
Wow. Nice.
Dante.
Yay. So I'm voting for Jamie, mainly because my father actually had 2 kids and then decided that they were done with children. So he got a vasectomy. And 5 years after he got his vasectomy, he had a child.
No.
Yeah, it actually the doctor even told him that it was technically possible for it to grow back after a certain amount of years.
I think you got to go in every once in a while, give them a sample, and make sure that they're
really
still...
So this doesn't end, just not.
Well, you just got to, if you really want to be sure, you go in and they count how many swimmers are getting through, and it should be zero.
Right. Yeah, no, and I feel like if he's going to go and get a vasectomy, and if it's not like even 100% positive after a certain amount of years, why even spend the money on that?
Wow.
But it's more, I mean,
peace of mind too, right?
For me,
a little bit more.
That's why I keep. I'm not pressuring you, but anytime the word vasectomy comes up,
you always think of me.
I do, because you're the guy who just does it. That's a weird thing to say. I want all those words back, and I want them back.
I'm flattered. I think
that's so weird. I don't want to think of you anymore. Please,
me and my V.
What I'm gonna have to see to get that visual out of my head. Let's see here, Trish.
Yay.
What do you think?
So I'm on Jamie's side. You know, they got married. He signed the piece of paper that, you know, gave her, so made it to where her opinion matters about his life. They are together. Her input matters just as much as he does. And Slacker, you wouldn't do something like that if your wife wasn't okay with it, right?
Your wife
has a really big say in what goes on. As well as you do. But, I mean, if someone has something negative to say about what he wants to do, then he should respect that. That's his wife. They should make the decision together. If she doesn't like it, he shouldn't do it. Simple as that. That's his wife. I know my husband wouldn't do anything like that without me being 100% okay with that. But, and I think that that's what he needs to take into consideration.
But Trish, what trumps all the time is, it's my body. That one
it's
phrase
body,
trumps
but he decided to sign the piece of paper where that gave her the,
It doesn't work if the genders are reversed.
It never, there it is. Thank you.
It doesn't.
Yeah. It's my body trumps and ends everything.
When
it's his body,
when
but he signed the piece
body.
Of paper. I mean, Slacker, would you do it without your wife being okay with it?
No, I wouldn't, but...
Okay, there you go. There
you go. Wow, Trish.
But that's...
Oh, man.
No, but it's still...
I am a mother, and I know that my husband, he's probably listening right now and agreeing with me that he would never do anything like
but,
that.
But I am saying this.
100% okay with it.
But I think my wife would make decisions without me being cool with it when
yeah,
it comes to her body.
See, exactly.
Because there's a standard, and trust me, I don't want to get into the double standard argument, because when it comes to double standards, it falls better on our side of the gender fence more often than it falls on the female side. But I'll say this, my wife could go, I want to go get 17 tattoos. It's my body. And I like, there's nothing
absolutely
I can do.
Nothing.
I want to, whatever it is, she wants to enhance this, change, like women
well,
have,
she would ask for your opinion. She
and if, but if I said no, she'd still do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can really compare a tattoo to a kid either.
Kind of can.
It's a life decision.
Tattoos are a little more permanent.
They both hurt a lot.
I mean, I want to get a boob job, and I'm going to ask my husband's opinion on what the size should be.
Trish, if he says no, is it no?
You're going to get it anyway.
If he says no, then I'm not going to do it, because I respect my husband's wishes, and I love him with all my heart, and I would never do anything that he doesn't want me to do.
Call us
period.
After you get the boob job.
Yeah.
I made the decision to marry him, and I made the decision to, make his options a part of my life.
C-cup,
and
Trish.
His opinion means everything to me.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do something if he didn't like it. I wouldn't ever do it.
It's your body, Trish.
And I respect him.
It's your body.
Thank you for the call, Trish. Seriously, you're awesome. Yeah. So we've got the verdict. What's it look like on Facebook?
Actually, compromise somehow. But I'd have to say, counting them up, I think it's in the end they went with it's Thad's body.
Well, unfortunately, Facebook doesn't count. It's the phones that count, and Jamie won in a landslide.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
So your junk stays up. Like, I don't
Facebook
know.
Facebook should count a little bit, though. Facebook should count. Like, just,
right. Look at what decade it is. We should
count.
So, Dad, leave your junk alone.
Yeah.
You cool with that?
I mean, but I thought didn't we just talk about the whole it's my body thing? I mean, if it is my body, I mean, I should be able to have the ultimate say. And again, this is something we had already agreed. If we agreed to not have kids, I'm just saying that this is just a further step towards that. It's not like...
Nice.
I think that, it's a very... Can you wait? I mean, if the verdict is,
do it when you're 30.
There's got to be something. But yeah, I mean,
35. 40. Do it when you're 40.
Yeah. Let's revisit. I'm okay with that. We can revisit the discussion every year if he wants to. But,
But I feel like we're going to revisit it every year, and every year it's going to be the same answer, which is that I'm going to still be like, well, I think we should get this done and get it over with. And and I worry that you may just change every year, where maybe one year you'll say, okay, I feel a little bit closer to that. But then.
Is it my body yet? This year is it my body?
Guys, we do appreciate it.
You guys are awesome.
Here's the thing. We'll have you back on 1 year from now, and we'll see where you're at.
Yeah. No, you guys are good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I do think Facebook should count. It seems really unfair that those people get excluded. If you do still want to sound off over there, you know where to go.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.